Welcome back to Arts Live. It's the podcast of the St. Pete Catalyst. My name is Bill DeYoung. I am thrilled to welcome Leslie Elsasser here today. She is gallery director at Wild Space Gallery, which is in the Factory St. Pete. I can give you the address. It's 2606 Fairfield Avenue South. It's in the Factory St. Pete, and it's a brilliant gallery. It is owned and operated by the Florida Wildlife Corridor Foundation, and we're here to talk about the foundation and the corridor and what it is, and most especially about the gallery. Welcome, Leslie.
Well, thank you for having me, Bill.
Let's start with, before we talk about the artwork and how this all connects to Arts Alive, let's talk about the very, very important mission of the Florida Wildlife Corridor Foundation. What this is, folks, if you don't know, is 18 million contiguous acres of natural Florida, including wetlands, you know, uplands, scrub and pine and all the various stuff we have here. For wildlife, there are 131, I think it is, imperiled species in Florida. And if you know anything about wildlife in Florida, a lot of animals have to have a lot of roaming area. So the ideal is to have, they've mapped it out, 18 million contiguous undeveloped acres. And I think 10 million are already protected now. And so we're working on the other 8 million. Tell us more about the foundation, if you will.
Okay, so the Florida Wildlife Corridor Foundation has a very specific mission to champion a collaborative campaign to connect, protect, and restore the Florida Wildlife Corridor. And what the foundation, the Corridor Foundation does is they have hundreds of organizations that we work with. They're uniting leaders, change makers, private landowners, legislators. But what we do is to accelerate the most vulnerable areas where those linkages, and they call them critical linkages, are in jeopardy of being separated. So we have 10 focus counties within and around Citrus, Collier, Hernando, Osceola, Marion, Polk, Lake, Leon, Orange, and Volusia. And those within those are 14 irreplaceable gaps that we're working to keep connected.
That's right up the middle of the state, isn't it?
It is exactly in the middle of the state.
Yeah.
And it goes from the Everglades up to the Alabama and Georgia border.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about this. We must always remember that before men started raising, rampaging, and developing everything in sight, these lands were contiguous. The what was it, 21, the Florida legislature passed the Wildlife Corridor Act. It's like climbing it's an uphill battle, though, isn't it? A lot of this is privately owned land. Some of it's already developed. Is it possible that you will, through all these connections and through the hard work of all the people of the foundation, is it conceivable that, one day we will preserve all this?
Well, that is the great hope. That's the work. That's what the Corridor Foundation does. But we take a position of working with private landowners, working with developers. We are more of the conveners. So there are a lot of people working in this industry. We elevate the corridor and bring all those different factors to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of these developers, private landowners have the same mission: to conserve land, but within their particular rubrics, how best to do that and how to bring everybody to the table to talk about best practices, ways to do that, opportunities, and et cetera.
So you're saying that everybody is essentially on the same page, but there's a lot to be worked out.
Well, they can be on the same page. They're not exactly always aligned because they have different missions, but the idea that the preservation of the corridor, the Florida Wildlife Corridor, can be preeminent for them is really important. So it's bringing all those people together.
So what happens, Leslie? I mean, does the state pay for, who pays for it? I mean, we're going to get 475,000 acres from Collier County this month. Who pays for it?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Well, we don't.
Because it ain't free.
Right. So the Corridor Foundation, Florida Wildlife Corridor Foundation, is not funded by the state.
Mm-hmm.
We rely on the generosity of private donors, et cetera, and people who do support the work that we do. But the money, advocacy for consistent, meaningful funding for state conservation programs is about $400 million a year. And that's allocated in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do when I said we're conveners, there are a lot of different organizations, hundreds, working to connect, protect, and restore the Florida Wildlife Corridor. They're funded in different ways. Mm-hmm. That doesn't come from the corridor.
Yeah.
So as a champion and the guidepost for the corridor movement, we unite those leaders and change makers to elevate the corridor and accelerate those programs. So we are not the funders particularly, and we don't receive federal funds.
Okay. Okay. So a lot of this is over my head, but it makes absolute sense to me. There was a film made a few years ago, a documentary about the corridor that I wrote about it, and it was just beautiful. I mean, some of that ranch land is with the fog in the morning, and it's like as far as the eye can see, this is natural Florida right here.
And we call it Wild Florida. It's stunning.
Yeah.
And it was here and ranch long before. And this is not to throw shade on any of these organizations, but long before the tourist attractions, this was the original. The lure to Florida was this natural beauty, this pristine ecosystem, you know, diverse ecosystems. And I just want to say, regarding dollars approved for conservation programs, the Florida Wildlife Corridor, to be specific, is a 501c3 NGO, meaning we get no government funding from the state. We rely on that generosity of our donors and patrons. And dollars approved at the state level are solely for the state's conservation programs. And that's such as, because you said you were confused, such as the FDEP and Florida Forever and the FDAC's Rural and Family Land Protection Program.
I'm easily confused, so thank you.
But it's a lot. There's a lot. So it is. Yeah. It can be confusing. But so as I said, we're mostly the conveners bringing everybody together to work on those critical places where those links.
Well, isn't it true that most development in Florida is coastal anyway? That there, I mean, you have the advantage of some of this land kind of never really got overdeveloped anyway. So it really is a matter of, like you say, private ranch lands and farms, maybe very small rural communities. I mean, some people would say, well, that's not so hard to turn that back into Wild Florida.
I mean, we see it all over the state of Florida where inland and ranch lands are requested to be turned into different living communities and so on and so forth.
Okay, well.
And shopping communities. So no one's going to stop the migration to this beautiful state. Mm-hmm. And there's some data that says there are approximately 1,000 people daily moving to the state of Florida, and they need accommodations. So how to do that with an environmental sensitivity is really part of the larger conversation, not to stop progress from happening, but how to do that with respect for the ecologies in the state of Florida.
I can't argue with any of that. I wanted to make the gentle transition into talking about Wild Space Gallery, which is, I think, unless I'm mistaken, it is the only gallery in Tampa Bay that is devoted exclusively to imagery of various sorts of natural Florida. I think that's true.
As far as I know, and to broaden that perspective, it's not such an equation where it's only of natural spaces in Florida. Mm-hmm. The programs, we have six curated programs and exhibitions a year, and it does fall under the mission statement of the Florida Wildlife Corridor Foundation. We work very much aligned, but we are an extension of that mission in an art kind of way. So it's a little more poetic. It's not so linear. We do sometimes have artists that are national, that are global, but we try to have refined programs that bring people back to falling in love with our natural environment.
In other words, it is aligned with the mission of the foundation.
Absolutely, 100%.
So you also, in addition to the exhibitions, I mean, it's all about awareness, but there's also an element of environmental education here. You do talks and lectures. Tell me about that. I mean, so is it just artists who come and talk? Is it people who are, you know, biologists, field people who come in and talk about what's going on out there?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's all of the above. Mm-hmm. So in the gallery, what we try and do is multi-pronged. So we have artist conversations so we can hear from the artist specifically, or panels. So there are conversations about art topics or difficult topics, because if you know, and I know you know this, that contemporary arts are very involved in contemporary issues, mm-hmm. is what happens. Yeah. So, and in this particular case, conservation, the land, being outside, all the different aspects of the mission statement from the Florida Wildlife Corridor Foundation. So some of those conversations are between artists and biologists. Some of those conversations are between our curator, who is Noelle Smith, mm-hmm. and the artists or biologists. Sometimes it's from the different departments in the Corridor Foundation. And then we do other things. We have lectures by the artists. We have authors' talks.
Yeah.
And they are sort of parenthetically wrapped around, topically maybe, and maybe just conceptually around one of the exhibitions. And then we have workshops. And with the workshops, those are for people who might be more interested in learning process. But in all of them, we're trying to build community. Because if you build up the people, the strong community, you also build up part of which the foundation in the Florida Wildlife Corridor is within. So to build that strength by building a really strong base.
You have an exhibition right now called You Are Here. And I think that, if I'm not mistaken, it started here and then traveled. And now it's back. Do I have that correct?
Almost. It started as a traveling show in 2023, and it went to the Capitol. And You Are Here targets specific places and is photographing specific places.
It's photography.
It's all photography. Yeah. They are all on archival aluminum, but they are all large-scale, beautiful, luscious, different images that break down to the waterways, to the ranch lands, to the animal crossings within the Florida Wildlife Corridor by the Wild Path artists, and of course Carlton Ward.
Right.
So they are all located with a large map that's in the gallery of where these specific places
what
are.
What is Wild Path?
Path is another organization that is very involved also in conservation.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Carlton Ward is amazing photographer. That one, incredible. When we were in the gallery the other day, I was looking at that photo, the crossing photo of the panther leaping over the stream. And I published that in the Catalyst before.
You did.
I'll probably stick it in when this podcast comes out. I'll put the photo in there. And it really does bring it home to you what you guys are going on about, what you're talking about. Look how incredible this is.
That's called, it's called log jump. Mm-hmm. And what's incredible is, and I'm just going to go on a tangent for a moment, but I want to bring it back to how incredible it is. In the 19th century, we have two concurrent shows. One is Jeff Ripple, Enduring Light. The other one is You Are Here. Why are they paired together? They seem so disparate.
And Jeff Ripple is a painter.
He's a phenomenal painter.
Brilliant stuff.
He lives in the corridor. He's always out in the corridor. He paddles mm-hmm. in the corridor. But what happened in the 19th century with the advent of photography, and I'm going to bring this back to why this show is so relevant, was that painters began to wonder what their role was, since they didn't have to depict reality anymore. So photography sort of took that role. And painters became more the philosophers, conceptualizers, scientific movements. They started to become more of what we know as contemporary art. Well, in the 20th century, what happened to photographers is they wanted to be in the fine arts now, too. Mm-hmm. It was not just a technological invention. And then we jump to the 21st century and we have conservation photography. And conservation photography was born out of the 19th century. And it was born out of the idea of the Wild West in America, the beautiful landscape. And it was used, there were certain nature photographs that were used to declare Yosemite National Park a national park and secure funding.
We're talking about Ansel Adams and that era of people?
Even before.
Okay.
So a lot of no-name photographers at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So now, hence, we get to the 21st century in conservation photography, which had largely been not a term yet, resurfaces. Why? Because of our climate change, environmental pressures. So these artists in You Are Here are all conservation photographers, which means they're not just making artwork to make a pretty picture. They're using it to bring awareness, to have people fall in love with a place.
Yes.
Like Log Jump.
Yes.
And they're using the technology of the time, which in that one was a camera trap, which wasn't available before. Carlton Ward places us in direct opposition to a beautiful panther as if we are there.
That's so deep in Big Cypress, too, isn't it?
I mean, so it's, deep.
Yeah. I saw that in the film with him setting up his camera traps.
And on the panther preserve and letting us, as the viewer, see the direct product of that. For one, the preserve's work, and he is just coming over that log,
yeah,
that it works and affording us a view we would never be able to see on our own. It's gorgeous.
That's not only educational and inspiring, that furthers the cause to say this is what we're talking about here, folks, is protecting this.
100%. Uh-huh. And not only that, it's historic. It follows this beautiful lineage of partly what made American landscapes so venerated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's following along that in the most advanced technological, scientific, and gorgeous means. So
let's talk about you for a minute.
Sure.
I have your bio on my screen. I was going to read it, but I thought, yeah, that's a little corny. But you were at the USF's, the CAM, the Contemporary Art Museum, as you were curator of education over there.
That's
a pretty cool place. Tell me some other highlights of let's let folks know where you've been, how you got here, who you are.
Okay,
go ahead.
Well,
the onus is on you, Leslie.
It's coming. All right. What in 3 minutes, nutshell, can we say? So I've been an artist my whole life.
Take four.
Okay, I'll take four. I did my undergraduate in the fine arts many, many years ago at RISD. And I came to Florida by happenstance. But while I was here, USF, I discovered, was just a gem. And I went to graduate school. Mm. And through that, I was connected to USF and so on and so forth. Did a Fulbright in India and came back. Taught for a number of years at Ringling. And then went to the Contemporary Art Museum, which was the beautiful endpoint of all the interests I had been fostering for many years.
It's a very special place. I really love what they do there.
The exhibitions are top-notch. The scholarship is fabulous. And I developed education programs for them. They hadn't had an education curator. But art, by its very nature, is education.
Mm-hmm.
And contemporary art is involved in contemporary issues. So just being able to liaison with all the different departments, the community, and bring that to them and them back to us was just a dream job.
I love the way you just tossed off the phrase, I did a Fulbright in India. Can you explain that a little bit? I mean, you know, India is not like it was in the 19th or 20th centuries, folks. It's not just people riding around on elephants and like you see in Indiana Jones or whatever. Where were you and what did that consist of?
So at the time, I was, and I am, a scholar of non-Western painting, mm-hmm, manuscript painting, and I was very interested in the 16th century Akbar rule because it was very... He was an emperor, so let's not stretch this. But for an emperor, he was about collaboration, about inclusivity, many ideas culminated in his rule. So I wrote a Fulbright to go and study with some of the scholars and painters who are direct descendants of that lineage.
Wow.
It was incredible because India is so refined and so scholarly and have the arts going back in such an important way to the second century that I was really interested in being there. I ended up staying 3 years.
Wow.
And I moved around. I was in residence in Delhi. I moved to Jaipur to work with a direct descendant. He was a painter, but a direct descendant of an artisan who had been in the Mughal court. It was fascinating. What was surprising is, one, I'm female, so never thought that that would be difficult because I don't come from a male lineage, mm-hmm. a patrimony.
Yeah.
So doing a lot of proving that I was worthy to harbor some of these oral traditions that had never been written down from these really important artisan families and collectors. So it took a very long time. And I think I'll end with this one. One of my favorite things I did while I was there is worked with tribal women out on the border of Pakistan, out in the desert, who really, and my language skills did not work there.
Do you speak Hindi?
Well, I did a little at the time, but Hindi was not the language.
Okay.
So we learned through cooking, embroidering, and taught me so many, many things about the artisanal skills that I became aware that there is very little separation between the genius of these heritage skills and the contemporary fine arts. There was really a tether that was unbreakable, which is why I brought up the historic genesis of the camera into You Are Here. These things are living histories that we're still working under.
They say it is said that we are all a product where we are. We're a product of everywhere we've been and everything we've learned. And I can really see that when you bring that. You just brought it right back around to Wild Space. You have a couple of events coming up there, which I thought I had in front of me, and I don't. But
I do.
You do. Okay, well, let me just pipe down here. What's coming up there, Leslie?
Okay, so on December 3rd, we have a presentation by the artist Alex Fries. Mm-hmm. She's going to present about conservation photography. She actually works at the Corridor Foundation, mm-hmm. and she is also a wonderful artist. She's in You Are Here, and she was the assistant to Carlton Ward as a photographer, but also in several films. So her work is published. Her writing is published. That'll be December 3rd, Wednesday, December 3rd. Mm-hmm. We are open from 5 until 8. She will be in presenting from 6 to 7. Mallory Dimmitt, our CEO, will be opening that and talking about a few of the other photographs. Then on December 13th, we have Jeff Ripple coming back.
Oh, great.
He is fabulous.
You said he lives in the middle of the corridor somewhere?
He does.
Cool.
In what I consider a tree house. And he allows the lizards to come and go. He has names for them all inside his house. He is amazing. He is very, very good friends with Clyde Butcher.
Uh-huh.
So he'll be coming to talk about his work in conversation with our curator, Noelle Smith. I want to tell you something about the work and You Are Here. Mm-hmm. So all of the work is for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Carlton Ward's, if you're interested in his, he has priced them so fairly because all of the proceeds go towards the foundation.
So I could buy a print of Log Jump and
you could
put it on my wall.
You sure could.
Hoo-hoo.
And it's ready to hang. It doesn't need framing. It's on archival aluminum. But the work that's not his is part of a silent auction. And they are priced so fairly. I'm not trying to upsell. I'm just telling you because this is the first time we're doing something like this to really honor the artists
mm-hmm.
and then have donations. We're nonprofit. So the gallery is completely nonprofit, but mm-hmm. all of those proceeds go towards the work at the foundation. So those are the things coming up, and we'll talk about the auction on the 3rd of December. And then the 13th, Jeff Ripple will be here, and we'd love if you'd come.
That's absolutely beautiful. Folks, you can go to floridawildlifecorridor.org, and there's a whole section there on Wild Space Gallery. Leslie Eslasser, such a pleasure to speak to you today. This is stuff that means a lot to me, and a lot of it's over my, I don't have a scientifically minded brain, but I feel it. And it's kind of like when I got fascinated by the whole process of sea turtle nesting when I was a teenager. It's just something that's always fascinated me, and I love speaking with scientists, I love speaking with biologists, and I love speaking with people who work for the benefit of wildlife. And I can't thank you enough for being here.
I am thrilled to be here. Thank you so much. And can I just finish with two things?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
The floor is yours.
So please do visit our website and come and see us. We're always open on second Saturdays. So second Saturdays, if people here don't know, are when the factory and the different art institutions are open. Mm-hmm. We have events. And I do want to say everything is free. We love to include everybody. So that is a way to come out, connect with your peers. And then also, if you're ever interested, get out in the corridor. You don't have to go neck deep in the swamps. There are lots of other things to do. And
6,300 miles of trails within the corridor.
That's exactly right.
I wrote this down and forgot to mention it. 1,100 of which is the Florida National Scenic Trail. A lot of stuff to see out there.
So much to see, and it's extraordinarily beautiful. And then the last thing we have coming up, I'm going to end with this, on Shop Local Saturday, which is
29th.
November 29th, yeah. We are having a market with local artisans, local producers, and if you want to shop locally and give local gifts for the holidays, come and see us. We'd love to spoil you. We'd love to have you come and buy.
Again, Wild Space Gallery is at 2606 Fairfield Avenue South in the Factory St. Pete. It's just a couple of doors down from Floridorama. Again, so great to see you.
Thank you, Bill. This has been such a delight. Thank you for inviting us.
Happy Thanksgiving, and see you soon.
And happy holidays.